Gold can almost add Bitcoin's market cap in a day. The scale math headlines that say gold almost added Bitcoin's market cap in a day sound dramatic. The reality is simpler. Gold is so large that a small percentage move can translate into a dollar change that rivals the value of a much smaller asset. This guide explains the math behind the claim, how to benchmark it with your own inputs, and how to use the insight when you plan to spend or convert crypto. Why scale comparisons matter. Cross-asset comparisons are now common, but they are often misread. If you focus only on price charts, you miss the scale effect. A modest percent move on a massive base can dominate the dollar impact. For crypto users, that scale effect has practical consequences. Spending is an economic decision as much as a payments decision. Understanding the size of the underlying market helps you decide whether to keep exposure into a purchase or move into a more stable spending balance. How market cap scale math works. Gold can almost add Bitcoin's market cap in a day because a small percent change applied to gold's enormous above-ground value produces a dollar change that rivals the entire value of a smaller asset. Market capitalization is calculated as price times supply. Investor.gov uses this definition for equities, and the same logic applies to coins. The World Gold Council estimates total above-ground gold stock at 216,265 tons at end 2024. Converting tons to troy ounces uses the official troy ounce definition of 31.103 grams from NIST, and the LBMA gold price benchmarks are the global benchmark prices for unallocated gold delivered in London. Bitcoin's issuance is capped at 21 million coins under the protocol. Put those pieces together, and the math is straightforward. Dollar change equals percent move times market value. Because gold's base is so large, the same percent move produces a much larger dollar change than it would in a smaller asset. This is the meaning of the headline. It is a scale comparison of price times supply, not a statement about how much cash flowed in or out that day. A 7.7% gold move equals a $1 Bitcoin market cap. Use a simple ratio to test whether the headline would be true under your own assumptions. Required gold move, percent, Frau's Bitcoin market cap, gold market value, illustrative math with round numbers. If gold value is $13 trillion and Bitcoin is $1 trillion, the required move is about 7.7%. If Bitcoin is $700 billion, the required move is about 5.4%. The point is not the exact percentage. The point is that a single-digit move in a giant market can match or exceed the total value of a smaller market. Use the ratio as a stress test when you size positions or plan to convert. Four misreads of the gold versus Bitcoin headline. Treating market cap change as a record of cash inflows. Mixing benchmarks or time windows when comparing one-day moves. Ignoring supply definitions, such as above-ground stock versus circulating supply. Using the headline as a trading signal instead of a scale check. Volatile card funding hides a conversion time risk. If you fund a card with volatile assets, you are implicitly timing a conversion. The larger the asset and the larger the move, the more your effective purchasing power can shift between decision time and settlement time. The practical response is operational. Favor products that let you hold stablecoin balances or schedule conversions. Then compare fees and disclosures side by side. Start with the SpendNode stablecoin card category and the Compare Crypto Cards view to filter for transparency and conversion control.